of this presentation is a simulation model for the fate of polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons in a field soil. Beds are made of three fused benzyl rings or more. Examples are anthracene, benzoanthracene, benzoa pyrene. 11 of 40 listed beds are carcinogenic or mutagenic. Example is benzoa pyrene. Sources of beds in soils are natural and anthropogenic. This photo shows burning oil wells in Kuwait during the Gulf War 1991. Objectives of this study were to determine concentration of important beds in oil fire contaminated soils in Kuwait and to find through a partially stochastic model to what extent field heterogeneity, irrigation management, uncertainty in the values of the model parameters will influence the bed's concentration profiles and the contamination of groundwater. A bed compound in the soil is subject to adsorption, degradation, and transport. Adsorption is considered linear equilibrium. Adsorption coefficient equal concentration in the solid phase divided by the concentration in soil solution. KD was determined using this equation, where FOC is the fractional organic carbon content in the soil. 1x is called first order molecular connectivity index and can be determined from the molecular structure of the compound. Degradation is considered first order. The equation used for transport is given here, where C is the concentration of Ba in the soil solution, D dash is the dispersion coefficient divided by retardation factor, V dash is the interstitial velocity divided by the retardation factor. A steady state flow of water is assumed. Soil is vertically homogeneous, horizontally heterogeneous. To solve this partial differential equation, you need one initial condition and two boundary conditions. The solution is given below with the pink background, giving C as a function of Z, the depth and time. Sensitivity analysis was done where sensitivity is defined by the rate of change of an output variable with a factor, keeping the other factors constants. Sensitivity was made dimensionless using the second equation. The parameters were the volumetric water content, theta, kg, and thf. Parameters under unsaturated conditions were estimated using these equations, where S means saturation, lambda, this is supposed to be lambda EF. It's the field effective dispersivity. RSU is recharge at surface, lowercase r is surface rate of recharge, expectation of saturated hydraulic conductivity equal theta S times VS. Composite contaminated soil samples surface were collected in July 1991 at 500 meter and 1500 meter from Borgan oil well on fire. The samples were sent to Battle Northwest Laboratory in USA for analysis using gas chromatography mass spectrometry. This table shows properties of three pairs compounds used in simulation. T half varied from 134 days to 309 days. This table shows values of soil parameter used in simulation, dispersion coefficient, mode median mean, pore water velocity, mode median mean values were taken from Bigger and Nelson, field effective dispersivity values were taken from Degan and Pressler. The measured bag concentration at 500 meters from the well on fire were much less than at 1500 meters from the well, apparently due to volatilization by heat effect. This figure shows base concentration profiles for three unsaturated flow conditions and three back compounds at time T equal T0 plus 1T half. T0 is the application period. The figure shows that vertical mobility and the spreading of base are highly dependent on theta and therefore on the rate of surface recharge, which is influenced by irrigation management and evapotranspiration. The schematic on the right-hand side shows bare slug, which was described by two parameters, ZO, the depth of maximum bare concentration, and delta, width of bare slug. The change of these two parameters by theta produced these two curves, which show that bed transfer becomes completely ineffective for moisture states below a threshold value, given here in red, and increases substantially as the value of theta increases. It shows also that overestimation of theta would result in higher error in ZO and delta than underestimation theta. Let's skip this one. These two figures show that the relative sensitivity of ZO delta to theta are much higher than relative to KD and T half. Thus, theta and therefore VD are expected to be more important than KD and THF. Subsequently, a simple solution for the horizontal heterogeneity then is obtained by employing the mode, median, and the mean values of V, S, and DS, while the value of KD and THF are kept constant. Here are the concentration profiles for the three pair compounds using the mode median mean values of VSDS. A contaminated depth variable was defined so that the soil beneath it would be practically free of bare during its entire lifetime. XI1, XI2, and XI3 were values of XI calculated by employing the mode median and the mean values of VS, DS, respectively. The schematic on the right-hand side is for anthracene at T equal TO plus 3T half, which demonstrate that profile contaminated to Z1, the mode depths, would be frequently observed, while the others would be less pronounced. If the model and the selected parameters are close to reality, we may make the following conclusions. By June 1994, benzepyrene would disappear practically from the soil without breaking through the upper 1 centimeter in most profiles, while in less pronounced profiles, it might reach the depth of 9 centimeter. By January 1994, benzoanthracene would disappear practically from the soil without breaking through the upper 2 centimeter in most profiles, while in less pronounced profiles, it may reach the depth of 18 centimeter. By December 1992, anthracene would disappear practically from the soil without breaking through the upper 8 centimeter in most profiles, while in less pronounced profiles, it may reach the depth of 70 centimeter. In summary, sources of Ba in soils are both natural and anthropogenic. The objective of this study were to determine the concentration of important Ba compound in contaminated soils and to find out through a partial stochastic model to what extent field heterogeneity and irrigation management will influence the Ba concentration distributions. As the distance from the Borgen well decreased, the concentration of most Ba compounds decreased, probably due to volatilization by heat effect. While concentration values were above typical concentration of Ba in solutions, they were not high enough to declare the soil as highly polluted. The simulation model assumed a constant VD, linear equilibrium adsorption, and first order degradation. The adsorption parameter was calculated from molecular structure with the help of a first order molecular connectivity index. Under unsaturated flow conditions, vertical mobility, and the spreading of Ba are highly dependent on theta and therefore on surface rate of recharge, which is influenced by irrigation management and evapotranspiration. Sensitivity analysis indicated that theta and therefore VD are expected to be more important than KD and T half. Thus, horizontal heterogeneity in a field soil was considered by employing the mode median and the mean values of VSDS, while the values of KD and T half kept constants. A contaminated depth variable was defined so that the soil beneath it would be practically free of Ba during its entire lifetime. Therefore, during the entire lifetimes of the Ba compounds, the quality of groundwater would not be affected by benzoepyrene, benzoanthracene, and possibly little affected by anthracene. Thank you.
Questions for Dr. Elprince? Well, do you have any announcements, John?
We have 30 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry, Scott has a question.
Yeah, well, so that's a prediction. Has anyone looked in the groundwater to see if they found any of the pHs?
Could you repeat the question, please? Could you repeat the question?
Sure. Has anyone looked in the groundwater to see if there's any of the pHs there?
No. Yeah. Well, in fact, I'm going to visit Kuwait by the end of this month, you know. And I'll suggest for them, you know, to look for, to validate some of these results.
Any other questions? Okay, did you want to mention?
I would like to add something.
Oh, sure.
While the photo shows something look like very strong disaster, but a lot of data were collected during this period, you know, and sent to USA by some organization working with the Department of Defense, analyzing the air, the soil, and even taking samples from soldiers. And it turns out to be that, strangely enough, that there is no much damage to the environment. When I did such calculation, I was actually working at KISR, Kuwait Institute of Scientific Research, and this one was the question which turned out to need some answer, what the fate of this polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbon in the environment. Thank you.